everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. I am your host, Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
Orion?
Yes.
What's been up with you?
What's been up with me this week? Well, not a whole lot, Kyle. Not a whole lot.
Yeah, not a whole lot with me either. I saw the movie Kick-Ass.
Ooh, I haven't seen that yet.
You son of a bitch. You never, you know... I hadn't really considered this. You never see...
Every time
I want to talk about a movie, you're like, no, I haven't seen it. I want to.
I want to see them all, but I never get around to them yet.
Do you ever end up seeing Avatar?
Half of it.
I so wanted to talk about that movie at the time, and you never saw it.
I only saw half. It was in two parts, because I watched it online, because I didn't get around to getting out to the theater, but, you know, with the pressure on the show... I saw half of it and I couldn't, you know, bring myself to watch the other half.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
It was so, I don't know. I got so into it.
You what? You got so into it you couldn't watch the rest of it?
I was afraid of what was going to happen. Yeah. I got to the point where the guy and the girl, you know, the avatars were fucking
under a tree.
Right. It looked like it. They were getting ready to fuck. And he was like, or she was like, now you have to choose some chick, you know?
Yeah,
and
he's like,
I already have, and then I stopped it.
I choose you, because I knew, bitch.
Like the whole time, he was on this one side of the Marines, you know, and they wanted annihilate the what are they called,
the Navi,
the Navi, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to see them get obliterated, so I couldn't bring myself to watch it. I will eventually.
Well, to be fair to the evil Marines, I don't think they wanted to annihilate the Navi so much as they just wanted their land.
Yeah. But
which, you know, that's there's no
I
problem
knew that
with
wasn't going to happen. Yeah. But anyway, Kick-Ass. How was it?
Burp. I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was very violent, like more so than I realized it was going to be. I knew it was going to be, you know, a lot of beating up and stuff. But there's a lot of killing.
Really?
But like a lot more killing than like I expected.
Like a kind of looked like a kid's movie. But then it was
no,
rated R.
I knew it wasn't a kid's movie. I knew that very well.
I'm like, rated R? Really?
It's called Kick-Ass.
Well, yeah. But, you know, today's kids are used to the word ass by now.
Fuck shit's the movie.
Yeah.
For kids.
But
no.
It had like these kids, you know, from high school in it, and it was rated R. And I'm like, what?
And there's blood and stuff in the trailer. I knew it wasn't for kids. And it's based on a comic that I've never read.
Yeah.
I believe. But
yeah, so how
Hit
was
Girl.
It? Hit Girl.
Hit Girl is
the
one of the characters.
Purple?
Yeah, the chick with the purple hair.
Okay,
and the purple outfit.
Yeah.
She is 11 years old. And
yeah.
She does most of the killing
in the
movie. And it's pretty badass, actually.
Really?
But some people probably aren't going to like it. And at least one of those people is Roger Ebert.
Of course. Fucking Roger Ebert.
Roger Ebert is kind of a fuddy-duddy. He's sort of a grumpy old man.
Fuddy-duddy.
And I've read a lot of his reviews. I usually don't agree with him. He loved the movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage, which I haven't seen, but it didn't look good.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good. Maybe, like I said, I haven't seen it. Maybe it's
Nicolas
good.
It's got Nicolas Cage in it.
I actually love Nicolas Cage, but he picks a lot of bad movies.
Yeah, I can watch Nicolas Cage, but I know a lot of people that, like my brother and Aldi, they can't watch him.
Why?
Act. I don't know. They don't like him.
I've heard people say that he's a bad actor, and they're full of shit. He's actually a really good actor.
Yeah.
But he does pick some shitty movies.
Like Gone in 60 Seconds came on television, and Aldi couldn't watch it. I had to change it. She's
I don't
like,
understand
I can't watch that.
That
guy. I can't watch him act.
There is not a single actor or actress that I can't watch. Oh, my God.
Same here. Yeah.
Like that's insane to me. That's like a borderline psychological problem, like an OCD. Like I can't,
it is, yeah.
You know, I can't open the door without knocking three times, because otherwise I lose my shit. Like I can't watch Nicolas Cage because I'll lose my mind.
It is retarded, yeah.
But I really like him. Have you ever seen the movie Matchstick Men?
No, I haven't.
I watched that the other day, and he's in that, and he plays a guy actually with OCD and several little quirks and ticks and stuff, and he does a really good job of it.
Yeah, I just think Nicolas Cage, he's been in a lot of movies that are like Michael Bay movies, whoa, crazy,
like The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock and shit like that, and I can watch them, I have no problem. They're just I don't want to pay to see them.
I think the worst movie of his that I actually really like is Face Off.
Really?
Face Off is
okay.
Really a ridiculous concept. It's the whole idea of it is
it's
so
impossible,
stupid, but I love that movie. I can't help it. And
just, okay.
You know, what's funny is he originally didn't want to do the movie because they wanted to make him the bad guy.
Yeah.
And for some reason at the time, he didn't want to play a bad guy. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
But they convinced him when they told him, you know, you're going to be playing the bad guy for like the first 15 minutes or whatever. But yeah, for the rest of the movie, you'll be the good guy because okay, you swap.
Yeah.
But I really liked him a lot more before he became the good guy.
Yeah.
I loved him as the bad guy.
He was a good bad guy. Yeah.
I think he should play more bad guys.
He should.
I'm not sure why he doesn't want to.
That is weird. Yeah, it's too heavy, too intense.
I don't know.
It seems like one of those, what is that called? One of those actors that they got to like kind of get out there in the field and experience their role.
Yeah, well, I know.
Seems like one of those.
I know he used to be a big time method actor. Like when he first started, you know, yeah, like he would have to live the role for a little while, yeah, you know.
I love that.
But he has said that he sort of gave that up because it was ruining his life. It was making him a real asshole because he'd have to play these weird, strung out, you know, crazy characters, and then he'd have to act all fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And it was ruining his life.
He'd go home and he'd play the part. What is wrong?
Like I was reading it on IMDb. He broke somebody's remote control car, and that was like the last straw for him. Like he broke it while he was like in character, but not in the movie. Like to get himself all pissed off or something.
I see. Interesting.
So he just broke somebody's remote control car, just smashed it. I guess. Right.
Okay.
What are we talking about? Oh, he's in Kick-Ass.
He's in Kick-Ass?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, I've seen the trailer.
I don't know how did we. Oh, because knowing. Yeah, he's in Kick-Ass, and I liked him in that. There's some pretty funny scenes with him and Hit Girl. Hit Girl is his daughter in the movie.
Okay.
And there's some pretty funny scenes, like he shoots her in the chest
with a gun.
Yes, with a gun. He's testing like a little miniature bulletproof vest, and they're standing in a parking lot, and he's like, "Are you ready, baby doll?
Yeah.
Is it gonna hurt, Daddy? Not much more than like getting punched in the chest. It'll be kind of fun, actually." And he shoots her right in the chest.
Jesus. Wow.
And then she gets back up, and he's like, "Yeah, we're gonna do that like three more times, and then we'll go to the bowling alley."
Wow. Now is she like a good guy or a bad guy?
She and Nicolas Cage are both superheroes. They're both good guys, but they both use guns, and she actually uses a shit ton of knives. Like she's a big stabber.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, and Roger Ebert was kind of nauseated by the whole thing. Like,
oh, fuck that.
This 11-year-old girl murdering people and kind of reveling in it.
Yeah. What an old man.
I get his point, you know. It's an 11-year-old girl murdering people and loving it. It's a little fucked up.
Yeah.
But it's a movie.
It's a movie.
I always feel weird when people judge movies as if they are like trying to. It's hard for me to describe.
Yeah.
Like you could have a character in a movie do basically anything.
Yeah.
It's a person you made up. You know what I mean?
That's kind of the point, the imagination. Like the fucking sci-fi genre is all about that.
Like it's not right to depict an 11-year-old girl who enjoys killing.
Yeah.
But it's not like, hey, 11-year-old girls, you should enjoy killing. Yeah. It's this made-up 11-year-old girl enjoys, you know what I mean?
The story
It's this character. It's not like a commentary on all 11-year-old girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't make a fucking movie called Kick-Ass that's lame.
Right.
You know, you got some 30-year-old chick. You know, fuck that. 11-year-old? Now that sounds interesting. I'll check it out.
And I think it is meant to like... I think it's meant to be taken in one of two ways. Like the scenes where she's going around killing bad guys.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to feel one of two ways about it. You're either supposed to really, or a combination of the two. You're either supposed to really enjoy it and be like, this kicks ass.
Yeah.
Or you're supposed to be a little disturbed by it and be, you know, made to think about that a little bit. Like, what am I watching? 11-year-old girl stabbing people in the heart.
And that's the aspect that kind of draws me in. That makes me want to go see the movie.
So you can enjoy it on either or both levels, whatever works for you. And I think that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
I don't think it's meant to be like preachy, like you should feel bad about yourself for watching this. I think you are allowed to enjoy it. But I also think it is meant to provoke a little bit.
Yeah.
Roger Ebert, though. Roger Ebert also doesn't think video games can be an art form, which I have talked about before.
That. Yeah.
He's written more than one article about it, and his main reasoning is, well, for one thing, he basically flat out says, I don't really play video games, never really have, but
credibility out the window.
But I'm still going to say that they're not art and can't be. He did make one concession. He said if it's possible that video games may at one point be elevated to an art form, but if it ever happens, it'll be after everyone who's currently alive is already dead. He said that. He said the only way it'll ever happen is if that much time passes.
Jesus.
It's insane. And his main argument for why it's not art, video games can't be art, is that they're interactive, which is insane to me. Like, he seems to think that without very strict authorial control, like without the author or the artist or whatever having very strict control over what exactly you experience, that it can't be art. But the truth is, they do have pretty strict, I mean, there are rules and things in the game. You can't just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
There are only so many characters to pick from. Even in games where you can make up your own character, there are only so many pieces, you know, to pick from.
Yeah.
So many options to tweak. There are only so many things you can do, and it was all planned out by the developers.
Yeah.
It's still very, very much controlled. It's just because you interact with it, you know.
There are limits on all that shit. It's a storyline. Yeah.
If anything, you could kind of look at it as like if there was a painting, and depending on who you were, it would look different to you.
Yeah.
Like, you could look at it and see one thing. I could look at it and see another thing entirely.
Yeah.
That's kind of what a video game is like. Like, you and I could play the same video game, get entirely different things out of it, experience it entirely differently because we've taken different paths or whatever, made different choices. But both of our experiences were dictated by the author. So his point is irrelevant anyway, because he's wrong. Plus, I don't think that's a good way to define art. Like,
Jesus. And people misdefine art all the time.
I think art is kind of a vague thing to begin with.
Yes.
You know, like, what is art? I think so many people disagree that it's almost pointless to try to define it.
Yeah.
But for me, I had an art teacher in high school who was very adamant about telling me the difference between art and craft, and the difference between high art and low art. And I think the high art and low art thing is total bullshit.
Yeah.
I think the art and craft thing is kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, if you build wicker chairs, like wicker patio furniture, that's more of a craft.
Yeah.
I get that. But I could totally see somebody building a wicker chair as an art piece.
Yeah.
And people would accept it as art. You know, like, where's the line?
Yeah,
I guess the line is, are you trying to produce like a functional product, or are you trying to produce art?
Yeah.
It kind of comes down to your motivation, I think.
Yeah, like, art to me, they tried to preach that kind of bullshit depending on the teacher in college, because I, you know, the art school I go to. And I'm like, come on, nobody told me this. It just kind of came to mind. Art is just creation.
That's pretty much how I feel about it. If, like, you make things,
why does it depend on certain things like judgments and like the whole high art and low art is
snobbery. It's snobbery.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Like, my this particular art teacher, Mrs. Groh, I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah. That
I hated that old bitch. And she... Like, I was into kind of comic book art at the time.
Yeah.
And she basically thought I was an ass for being into comic book art, for having any interest in it. But she was completely nuts. Like, the things she was teaching us weren't even sound principles. Like, she wouldn't allow me to use black ever.
Yeah.
That's insane. And the thing is, or if I was going to use black, it had to be the furthest thing back in terms of depth in the picture I was doing. So, like, she had me do a self-portrait once, and I was doing it from a photograph.
Yeah.
And I was wearing a black t-shirt and, like, a denim jacket, blue jeans, and black boots.
Yeah.
Now, my black t-shirt was kind of, you know, not behind the background.
Yeah.
But because of her rules, the darker something is, the further back it is in the picture. That was her rule. I don't know why. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But that was her rule. So when I drew it like it looked in the photo, and people liked it. Like, we hung it up on the wall in the front of the room. We hung up all of our projects, and people were like, oh, that's great. That looks really great.
Yeah.
And I think I got a fairly low grade on it because I ignored her rules, because rules made no sense, because I'm wearing a black t-shirt. If I don't color it black, it's not a black t-shirt.
That's one big thing that bugs me. Not the rules within the assignment, but the rules on what is art. Like, that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't use black in anything.
Yeah, yeah,
unless
Unless
it's the furthest back, you know, like the background. Fuck off. Like, your shirt was supposed to be some gray.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck off.
And I had lots of...
What about low lighting? I mean...
She didn't give a shit about lighting.
She's
like,
retarded.
She basically wanted you to light your pictures. Like, she wanted you to draw them as if they were lit kind of from the front, like a cheap camera flash, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the closest things to the viewer are the most well lit.
Yeah, in that situation,
that
sure.
doesn't make any sense. Like, if that's what you're going for, sure. But that's a style, like a technique, not a rule.
Exactly.
But that's what she made us do in every class of hers that I took. Like, that was the rule.
Yeah. And I don't think you were the only one. You and me, like everybody that I talked to. I'm sure it wasn't everybody, but people that I was friends with thought she was a big old cunt.
Oh, and there was one time she had us, it was like one of the first things we ever did. She had us draw a picture of the person sitting across from us.
Yeah.
And we were drawing them with number two pencils. And I was just trying something new. I never really did this before, never really did it since. But I was doing the shading, and then I was smudging it with my finger to kind of smooth it out.
Yeah.
And I was kind of liking what I was getting, the effect I was getting. And she came by and made me stop. Because that's not how you do it.
Jesus Christ.
What do you mean that's not how you do it? I mean, what difference does it make if the final product looks good, you know? Like...
What kind of authority, man?
Like, and she was nuts. Like, she brought her pictures in. She was a painter.
Yeah.
And she would bring these little canvases in that she had painted.
Ooh.
And it would be like one solid color, well, maybe with like a gradation to it, like a gradient.
Yeah.
And then there would be like a couple of things that looked kind of like torn sheets of paper layered on top of each other.
Yeah.
And then some weird pointy shapes like poking through the pieces of paper.
Oh, I remember.
And there
that.
Were always ladders. These things that looked like ladders going across.
Yeah.
And then when she was done, she would splatter paint on it like a Jackson Pollock.
Jesus.
And that's what it was. Every single one. Everything I ever saw that she ever painted looked like that.
She's insane.
Yeah, she's nuts.
Man.
And there was a class called Art Seminar.
Yep.
Did you take that?
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to because that teacher didn't like me.
No way.
She taught the class the year I wanted to take it, and she didn't let me take it.
That's such bullshit because you... And don't take this, you know, the wrong way. Don't be like, oh, fuck off. But you were probably one of the best artists in terms of skill in the school at the time.
I don't want to.
I know you don't want to brag.
Yeah, I don't want to brag
There's
or anything.
A lot of dumb fucks.
But in most
that were
of
in
my
art class.
In most of my art classes, I would say, in the ones that I took at least,
yeah.
I was probably the most skilled in the class.
Because you look around, you go, you see all this garbage.
And it doesn't bother me either because most of these people are just people taking a class.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It would bother me if it was somebody, like I never would have stood up in front of the class and said, I'm the greatest.
Yeah.
If somebody did that and they sucked, that would bother me. But otherwise, nobody was really, you know, it was just a class for them.
Yeah.
And it was just a class for me too, but man, what a load of shit.
I was in competition with how would you gauge it? Like how kick-ass or awesome my pieces were. And they kind of were pretty fucking awesome
in
comparison to what other people would come up with because we were allowed to in art seminar to do our own shit.
Yeah.
It sucks you didn't get to take
the class. Yeah, art seminar class was basically you set up your own curriculum.
Yeah.
And the teacher kind of oversees it, makes sure you do it and grades you on what you've completed.
Yeah.
But you get to decide like the media you work with, the medium you work in.
Yeah.
And you get to decide what exactly you're working on. Like, is it a series of... portraits or whatever it is.
Yeah. Still lifes.
Yeah.
Whatever. But even then, even in that goddamn class, with the freedom given, you had to complete like three pieces by the end of the semester.
Yeah.
And I completed one big one. It was giant. You remember that piece of, what was it? It was,
was it the skateboarding? Oh, the scuba diver with like ribbon hair?
Yeah.
That was a thing you used to do. It was kind of your signature for a while.
The ribbon hair.
You used to, it's hard to explain. It was like, I guess it was like instead of hair, the people he would draw would have ribbons coming out of their heads.
Yeah,
but that sounds a lot sillier than it was.
Yeah.
It was kind of badass.
It looked pretty cool. Yeah. So I made one big piece and everybody made like three little ones. And she failed me, man.
That sucks. I could understand, you know, you kind of broke the rules, and it's not like you broke the rules of art. You broke the rules of the class.
Yeah.
So maybe you get like a C or something, but not a failing grade.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
Douchey. Up until that point, I respected the teacher, and you hated her. I forget her name, but it wasn't that Mrs. Groh.
Was it Miss Schnepp?
Yes.
She. Okay. Yeah. That's actually what happened. Mrs. Groh used to teach art seminar.
Yeah.
And the year I wanted to take it was the next year. And Mrs. Groh was retiring. Okay, and Mrs. Schnepp was taking over. And I had had classes with both of them. Mrs. Groh hated me. Mrs. Schnepp thought I had no work ethic. And so they both kind of got together, talked to me and my mom. Like, I brought my mom in one day to have a conference or whatever. And they were like, yeah, we're not going to let him take the class.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So I ended up, there was another teacher, Mrs. Paul, who was kind of a weird, crazy bitch. But she was the only one of the art teachers who kind of liked me. Like, I think she sort of... I think she sort of begrudgingly liked me.
Yeah.
Like, I think she found me kind of annoying, but she liked my talent and the fact that I didn't give a shit about what Miss Groh said. And, and so she gave me a class basically like art seminar, but I was the only one in it. Like, she was off teaching another class and I'd like just be in a room by myself.
Independent
painting.
Study. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Man, I always thought Miss Paul was so fucking weird.
She was really weird, but she was my favorite of the art teachers.
Yeah, I guess that works out. Yeah, she allowed you to do what you wanted to do.
Yeah, which she allowed, is
how it should be. I mean, I understand people. I've talked to a lot of people about this would come up a lot, and I don't want to dwell on it because it's kind of an issue. But sex and advertising.
Yeah.
Like, if the teacher says you can't do this, you shouldn't do it, but they do it anyway because the student is like, you know, it can be art, you know, and they kind of get really, what's the word, rebellious about it, I guess. It, like, this is art and you can't say it's not. Well, I told you, people will argue, you got to go by what the rules are, what the curriculum is, because that's what the real world is like. Just do what she wants, get a fucking grade and move on. If you want to do your own shit, you don't have to prove yourself in this classroom. Do it outside of class.
What annoyed me was, like with Mrs. Groh, what annoyed me was if I understand, you know, you'll have a certain assignment that teaches you a certain technique.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like, if she wanted to have us do an assignment or even two assignments where it's like, okay, here's a way to display depth.
Yeah.
Make the furthest things back the darkest things.
Yeah.
That is a way to show depth. Okay, I got it. But that's not what she did. She said that was the way to show depth in a picture. And that was what we were supposed to do throughout the entire class in more than one class that I took. I took a drawing class and a painting class with her.
Jesus.
That was her rule.
Okay.
It makes no sense.
Like, that was supposed to go beyond the classroom in all art.
Yeah, like that's kind of what that it wasn't like. Just like an assignment where she was teaching us a technique. That was the way to do things.
How the fuck does a person like that get in charge of being, like, how do they become an art teacher?
Well, this is actually kind of another thing I want to talk about, and that is that teachers are fucking stupid.
Yes.
Not all of them, of course, of course.
Not all of them.
But my point is that I think people think, you know, because you're a teacher, you must be smart.
Yeah.
Because you are in charge of teaching people things. You must know things.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. Teachers are just people just like everybody else. And these days, almost everyone goes to college. It makes almost no difference that you have a degree.
Yeah.
Like, it really doesn't.
Doesn't at all.
I know plenty of people. I don't have a degree. I know plenty of people way dumber than me who have degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, never mind. I was going to say something, but I shouldn't.
Yeah.
But teachers, I have had stupid teachers. I've also had great teachers, and I've had, you know, somewhere in between, but I've had some really fucking stupid teachers because they're just people.
Yeah.
And the reason I was thinking about this was I saw an article today. It was about teachers in New Jersey that are pissed off because the governor wants to cut the school budget. And as part of that, their salary would freeze.
Okay.
Which would mean they wouldn't get any more raises.
Okay. That's,
it does suck, but
yeah.
Well, here's the article.
Okay.
They're the kind of obscenity-laced schoolyard taunts that could get a student suspended, but the target of this tirade is New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie, and the perpetrators are the state's teachers, irate over his calls for salary freezes and funding cuts for schools. In Facebook messages visible to the world, not to mention their students, the teachers have called Christie fat, compared him to a genocidal dictator, and wished he was dead.
Ooh, man.
The postings are often riddled with bad grammar and misspellings. See, this is something I see all the time. And this is, I guess I'm going to say it anyway, so I hope nobody from work listens. But I do a lot of emailing at work.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily have a problem with these people, but 90% of the people at my work can't spell to save their lives. And I know a bunch of them do have degrees.
That's amazing.
They are educated people, whereas I would be considered, technically speaking, an uneducated person.
Yeah.
These people can't spell to save their goddamn lives.
Wow.
And they misspell things not just in the emails to me, but like on official documents and stuff.
Oh, man.
And I don't understand. You know, how does this happen? And that's what I'm talking about. People are just people.
How do they get away with it? Yeah.
People are just people. You're just because you made it into a teaching job doesn't mean you are a fucking genius.
Yeah.
Never trust a fat fuck, read one profane post on the Facebook page.
Yeah. Wow.
New Jersey teachers united against Governor Chris Christie's pay freeze, which has some 69,000 fans, many of them teachers. Here's another thing it said on the Facebook page. How do you spell asshole? C-H-R-I-S-C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. Oh, one educator, a librarian with a master's degree, described the cuts as ridiculous. Not ridiculous.
Nice.
Yeah. He spelled it wrong. He's a librarian and he has a master's degree.
Wow.
Another pointed out that Christie's late mother was a member of the teachers' union. It's not right to bite the hand that feeds you. Oh, I forgot. It's Chris Christie. He's so large, I bet he'd bite anything that's put in front of his face. Jesus. So they're making fat jokes and saying they wish he's dead.
That's very mature, yeah.
Here's another one. Remember Pol Pot, dictator of Cambodia? Warned another. He reigned in terror. His target was teachers and intellectuals. They were either killed or put into forced labor. King Chris Christie is headed in this direction.
Oh,
they're comparing him to a dictator. And they spelled King Chris Christie. King obviously starts with a K, but Chris Christie starts with a C.
Yeah.
They spelled those with Ks too, so it's like KKK. It's Christie who's the real bully, asserted Marlene Brubaker, a Camden County Technical School science teacher who wrote the post comparing the governor to Pol Pot. I'm not saying this guy is killing us physically. Well, no shit. I'm not saying this guy is killing us physically, she said. I would say he's trying to kill us spiritually. Really? You think that's what he's trying to do?
Oh,
you think he's like a fucking supervillain? He's the governor, and he's trying to figure out some way he can cut money. Like, this is something they have to do.
He's got
to
make it work.
Yeah, he's got to make it work. He's not.
These assholes.
You can disagree with it all you want. You can fight it, but to call it, like, this is insane.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
Killing us spiritually. He's trying to kill us spiritually. Is a spiritual assassin.
Jesus.
Oh, and she says he's trying to kill them spiritually by disrespecting teachers and spreading the myth that they're overpaid. I think they are overpaid.
Yeah.
I hear all the time about how they're underpaid. I think they're overpaid. And the reason I think they're overpaid is because they're dumb. They're fucking dumb.
Yeah.
If you want to get paid so much money, then you should be like the cream of the crop picked from, you know, everyone. But you're not. It's real easy to get a teaching job because nobody wants them.
Yeah.
Because they see them as being underpaid. And
that's a good point, Kyle. Yeah.
But they're not, because they're all fucking dumb. Like the people
almost
who take teaching jobs, they're not smart people.
How many good teachers do you say have out of like 10 throughout your...
Most of the best teachers I had were the older people. Some of the older people were, you know,
dicks. It always depended on me. Yeah.
Some of them were dicks, but most of the best teachers I had in terms of teaching me things were the older people. And I think the reason for that is that as time goes on, more and more people go to college. It's less and less likely that this is going to be, you know, the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
It's just fucking anybody. These are the same people who, like, a few years ago were just passed out drunk at a frat house. People were drawing dicks on their faces. It's true. And people get fired because, you know, somebody checks out their Facebook page and sees pictures of them out partying drunk. That's the kind of people who are teaching your kids.
Yeah.
And that's in a way, that's kind of me, but I'm not trying to teach your kids.
Yeah, I'd say 1 out of 10, like a 10% of my teachers throughout, you know, grade school and college, good teachers. Like, they just got it. They weren't fucking idiots.
There were some dumb fucking teachers. My computer programming class teacher, the one that I wrote Nuke the Fags or Nuke the Homos
Nuke
about.
Nuke the Homos, yeah.
Yeah, go back. I don't remember what episode that was. I think it was Fast Times at something.
Suck My Balls.
Suck My Balls. Fast Times at Suck My Balls.
Yeah.
Where I was telling about this. It's complicated. I won't go into it now. But I wrote a paper to this teacher that said Nuke the Homos. And the reason I did that was because I was super pissed because this guy was an idiot. And he didn't teach us anything. It was a computer programming class. What he did was told us to read the help file.
Yeah,
he would give us
an
assignment, tell us what to do, and tell us to read the help file to figure out how to do it.
He
didn't teach us shit. And then he wanted us to write a 6-page paper on what we learned.
That's the worst
Why?
Kind
so
of teacher.
Why? So you can learn it, you fucking idiot?
You fucking idiot. That's the worst kind of teacher.
I bet I could have made it all up.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have known. He didn't know how to program shit.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse. Like the Miss Grow trying to really, you know, preach what is real art. And what is not, or a teacher that just doesn't do shit. Read the book and read about what you learn.
My favorite kind of teacher is the kind that will teach you.
Yeah.
The kind that, like, my favorite kind of teachers, and I know a lot of people disagree with me on this, but I think it's less because it's not effective and more because they just don't like it.
Yeah.
But my favorite kind of teacher is basically the kind that'll get up in front of the class and lecture and explain things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rather than saying, go home and read the book, there'll be a quiz tomorrow. They'll get up there and they'll talk all class long and they'll explain all this shit to you. Like, I had a really great history teacher at one point who would do that. And he'd tell it like he was telling stories,
yeah.
You know, and that was great. And I could retain a lot of that information then. And we had a book and I could take it home and read it. And I did sometimes, but yeah. But mostly I was learning because this guy was telling me shit.
Yeah.
And a lot of teachers don't bother.
You get more involved. And I think I did better in those classes, yeah. Than with the do the homework, read the assignment, you know, write
and
a paper.
One thing that I think is total bullshit, and somebody's, I'm sure, going to be offended. They probably won't speak up. But
oh, yeah.
One thing that I think is total bullshit is when people say there are certain people who are just bad at taking tests. Yeah. If you're bad at taking tests, you don't know the answers. That's not being bad at taking tests.
Yeah.
Unless you're afraid of tests, like you have a test phobia, you're not bad at taking tests. You don't know the answer.
Yeah.
It's how is that even possible? There's no skill involved. It's just, especially because most tests are multiple choice.
Yeah.
There's no skill involved there. You just pick one. You could pick C for everything and probably get like a 50%.
Yeah.
There's no skill. You just don't know the answer.
And it's possible. Yeah. You pick C for every answer and you'd pass.
It's possible.
What a load of shit is that? Fuck off. You're bad at taking tests.
Right.
Jeez.
It's a load of shit. And there are certain kids who have a harder time learning things.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe it's their fault because they're not paying any fucking attention.
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe it's not their fault. Maybe they just have a harder time retaining information or whatever. But I think they're making excuses when they say they're bad at taking tests. So yeah. We should give them lots of homework assignments and participation grades and lots of other things so they can make up for it, you know.
Yeah.
So they can go home and take the book and copy the answers right out of it. And what's the point in that?
Yeah.
I wish I could have like opted to just take tests in school. If I could have done that,
yeah.
Do you know how much better my grade point average would have been? It would have been insane.
Yeah.
Because the homework is
what brings you down.
I don't know what I graduated with, but I would have had probably like a 3.5 or something.
Something good.
Yeah. Nothing great, but probably something good if I only ever had to take tests.
Yeah.
It's insane. I knew this stuff, but I didn't see the point in taking my book home and copying answers out of it or doing the same math problem basically over and over and over and over.
Yeah. I had to take a math class in art school because it's that kind of school. You don't
Requirements.
This isn't Europe. You gotta, you know, you take the classes that have nothing, that pertain to nothing.
Do they not do that in Europe?
In Europe, only because I've talked to Aldi. She went to high school there and a little bit of, I guess what you call college. They focus, every class you take focuses on what you're going to be, what you're going to do. Kind of like over here when you hear about those goddamn schools that want you to call and you can become a nurse assistant. They just focus on that. That's basically what college is over there. But over here in art school, in every school, you got to take classes that have nothing to do with your degree, like me taking math. Okay, well, when I started out, the teacher would assign problems and then give us the answers when we got back the next day. And then I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm going to wing it. Okay, great. But I'm not having fun. But then he would explain everything, just lecture the whole time. And I'm like, and then I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And ended up doing really well.
It's kind of weird that he made you wait till the next day to find out the answer. I guess he wanted to give you some time to try to figure it out on your own.
He was an interesting guy. He was talking about, like, he would go over the book and tell you how retarded it is and how certain information in it and shit like wasn't relevant. It's not helping you and that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, just, we'd have these lectures and it would all make sense then. He's like, yeah, in this book, it's kind of suggestive, I guess. I don't know. It was a while back, but he was a great guy. He was awesome.
I understand like the hands-on teaching method, like they want you to figure stuff out for yourself. And I understand why. If you figure it out for yourself, then you must understand how it worked. Ryan just lit the filter on a cigarette.
Give me a second. I got to put this out before the fucking smoking alarm.
That's great.
Man, that just cost me like 65 fucking cents.
Fuck.
It smells like an asshole in here. Give me a second.
Yeah. No, well, I guess I'll just keep talking.
Yeah.
But I understand why they do that. You know, like if you figure it out yourself, then obviously you understand how it works. If I just give you the answer, then you know the answer, but you don't know why necessarily.
Everybody knows that. Yeah.
But the thing is, if you explain to me why, then I know why.
Yeah.
You know, like that's all. I guess I learn different from other people. Like, you know, some people learn better visually. Some people learn better hearing things, seeing them explain. Some people learn way better if they actually do it. I think I actually can learn to do most things if they're not like extremely skill, like physically skill based.
Yeah.
I think I can learn to do most things just by having it explained to me.
Yeah.
Without having to actually do it myself first.
Yeah.
But, and I guess other people maybe can't do that as well. But if you explain how it works, you don't have to, like, I don't understand.
It pays for itself.
Because, like, I had that one math teacher we talked about before where she would give us a situation, like a not even like a math problem, not like an equation or whatever, but she'd give us like, you know, how many dimensions does this birdhouse have?
Oh, yeah.
And she'd make us argue over it until we all collectively agreed, which, like I said, I understand like the initial point, like the overall idea.
It sounds good, yeah.
That if we figure it out ourselves, then we understand.
Yes.
But it would have saved so much time and so much headaches if she had just said, it has three. And this is why.
Yeah. Goddamn. It's almost like I guess there's different people that learn different ways, like you were saying. But when it comes down to it, if you get involved, everybody knows this. It's more effective. Just get involved and explain shit. Everybody knows this. It's just, there's so many fucking idiots that don't agree with that or just don't know that exists, that method. I have my own method.
I think part of it is laziness.
Yeah.
Like, I think there are lazy teachers who just come into class and just coast. They give you an assignment, they give you a book, and they just kind of try to get through the day. And I kind of understand why,
yeah.
But that's not what you're supposed to do, you know? But I think it's also partially that, in a way, the school system has gotten kind of pussified.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's gotten almost too PC or whatever. Like, it's not okay to say, you don't understand this,
yeah.
You know? Like it's my fault you don't understand.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not your fault that you don't understand this. I don't think there's anything wrong. If you took a class and by the end of it, you take a test and it turns out you failed the test.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
That just means you need to spend more time with the material.
Yes.
I think I've explained this before. The way I think school should work is, at least like public schools or whatever, is you take a class. You get tested to see what you know at the end of it. And if you don't know, you fail, but you don't fail. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh my God, I failed. My life is over. It's like, you got to take the class again, but that doesn't mean you're a fucking retard. It's not a big deal. You get to take the class again.
Yeah.
No big deal. No big thing.
But that's kind of a big deal in grade school because then you look like a retard, you know.
But you wouldn't if they didn't put so much emphasis on like on the grades and on the work ethic and stuff. If it was more about are you ready to go on and less about did you work hard enough to win, then it wouldn't be you're a fucking retard. It would be, I'm still working on algebra, you know, whatever. It wouldn't be that big a deal.
Yeah, I get so fucking angry.
But it's competitive, and that's what I don't understand. It's like win. It's like a score.
It is, yeah. And that's what I get pissed about. But I also get pissed about how these idiots are teaching and how this system is set up that our fucking lives depend on this shit, these grades.
Yeah.
And if you go, like, depending on these grades in grade school, you'll move on to college. And then if you get good grades there, you'll get a degree. But you can still, and you made that point, be a dumbass. And that upsets me. It infuriates me.
A lot of people, they even a lot of people when I was in high school who were like on the honor roll, they had great grades, were fucking idiots.
Yeah.
They were fucking stupid. You don't have to be smart to get good grades in school. You just have to be willing to put forth a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm lazy, but I wasn't willing to put forth all that effort. It just seemed like a waste of time to me.
I remember, at least with my class, the class king, you know?
Yeah.
He didn't get that good at grades. He was smart as fuck, but he aced all the tests. Didn't give a shit about homework. Just barely scraped by. Fucking smart guy. And that's when I started, you know, realizing this is bullshit. And then I moved on to college. And basically all I've learned in college is how to use programs. I don't need a teacher. I could read a book and learn how to, or fuck around on a program.
Yeah.
And then I'll get a degree and make thousands more, you know, a month.
College is a scam.
It
totally is. And the worst thing about it to me is that you pay all this money and you can still fail. Yeah. And I understand you can't just pay money and they give you a certificate, you know, but I can pay you thousands upon thousands of dollars and still fail.
Yeah.
What am I paying you for?
That is bullshit. Goddamn. And I guess, excuse me, Jesus. I mean, I've gotten a lot out of college with the good teachers. They'll tell me how it is. And the best teacher I ever had told me, like you said, the education system is bullshit.
It's a huge scam. It's completely basically. Perverse.
And we had a huge talk about that. And a lot of people disagreed and would argue, like, but they were the rich kids and their parents paid for everything. And
yeah, a lot of
their Starbucks coffee.
That's the thing. If your parents have money at all, you're pretty much going to go to college these days. It's basically just high school too.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't mean anything. Like, there are plenty of jobs where you have to have a degree, but they don't even care what your degree is.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, I've got an English degree. Well, welcome to the business department.
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck? It doesn't mean anything. They just want you to have college experience.
Yeah. Their only mindset, these kids, was like, just do what you're told and get your degree. Is it so hard? And there's just so many other factors in it, you know?
And like, the funny thing is, you went to art school.
Yeah.
Art is probably one of the only fields.
Yeah.
Maybe acting, you know, artistic fields are pretty much the only thing left where you really can, if you're talented enough, you don't actually have to have a degree. Nobody cares as long as you can show them that you can do it.
Yeah. And I've learned that. There's a friend of mine, he dropped out of college because he said this is bullshit. And he's got a really good job. And all they wanted to know is, can you use these three programs?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got proof. I got a portfolio, buddy. Oh, you're hired.
Yeah.
Oh, so I don't need a degree. And he's making good money. And that's when I was like, I'm too far along now. I still need to get back in because I've been taking many semesters off. But I just get so fucking frustrated just walking into the building. It's a big scam.
I haven't gone to a college class in years. The last one, I took some community college classes. But I did learn some stuff, a little bit, not much, not like what I should have learned for what I was paying. And this was community college. I really wasn't paying that much in college terms.
Yeah.
But it was pricey enough that I don't feel like I learned as much as I paid for. But I took like an oil painting class, and I'd never oil painted before.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could say I learned to work with oils.
Yeah.
But that's all I really learned from that class. You know, I learned what thinner to burp. Excuse me.
That's okay.
I learned what thinner to use and that kind of stuff. But really, that's all I learned in that class. You know, I didn't learn anything. I just kept painting things.
Yeah. I was in the fine arts for a couple semesters because we had to take them. And I didn't learn shit other than I already knew how to paint. And that's all we did. And I'm like, I'm paying this money. Can I get something out of it? I went into college looking for tips and tricks and techniques, and I don't get any of that shit. All I get is how to use a program. I know how to do that.
There was this one.
I can figure it out if I didn't.
There was this one class I wanted to take at CC, and it was some kind of computer graphics class, and I never took it. But the reason I took the classes that I did take was because they were prerequisites for that class, and I felt like I was wasting my time.
Yeah,
I took a typography class, which was probably the most technical class I took.
Yeah.
But I already knew most of that stuff.
Yeah.
I took a typography class. I took an oil painting class. And I took it was like an intro to computer graphics, kind of.
Okay. Yeah.
We worked with,
With Photoshop?
We worked with Painter.
Painter. What is that?
It's kind of like Photoshop, but it's more for like art and less for like photo manipulation. It's got lots of different like brush presets and things, like lots of different simulated mediums like watercolor and oil paints.
Well, that sounds cool. Okay.
It was a cool program, but the class was retarded, and I was wasting my time. Yeah. It was like taking an intro to Windows class.
Yeah.
Like, I was just wasting my time, but I couldn't take the class I wanted until I took those classes. They're just milking you.
That's another.
Who gives a shit? If I pay you a bunch of money and I'm in way over my head and you warned me,
mm-hmm.
that's my bad.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Jesus. Goddamn.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Let's get into some voicemail here. We've got one this week.
Sounds good.
What a bitch hat. This is John Trow. No, John, Kassane, I'm reading this book, Wolf Hall, that it's about Henry VIII and like a novel about it, that time period. And I'm at work yesterday, and this fucking guy comes up to me, and he sees me reading, and I go, so, pretty good book? I go, yep. There's a pause, and he goes, Henry VIII, that was the French Revolution, right? Didn't he die of that? I go, no, that was later, and in France. And this guy proceeds to tell me, like, everything he's ever heard about the Middle Ages, but with, like, minute pauses between it. So I'm trying to read. This guy will say, so, you know, Galileo put on trial for heresy. Or he'll say, oh, God, what else would this guy say? He's like, 1500s, Martin Luther, Protestant Revolution. Now there's thousands of Protestant sects. Like, yeah, I'd heard that. You know, it's fucking, I don't know. So my question to you guys is, how do you deal with that when you get somebody who is nice, who, you know, who's not a bad guy or malicious or whatever, but is horrible and trying to talk to you? I know Ryan probably just, you know, rapes him and walks away. But, yeah, if you have any advice, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
It's
your
all right.
Okay, so. I'm so sorry.
How do you deal with the asshole who's not really an asshole? The asshole who is a nice guy and doesn't
trying to do good.
But. Yeah, they don't realize that they're being a weird douche. I probably don't deal with it in the most diplomatic of ways. I think I usually make it pretty clear that I'm annoyed.
That's why I love you, Kyle. Yeah. Like, Kyle's pretty blunt sometimes.
I can be, especially if it's somebody that, like, you know, I don't have a problem with necessarily, except for this thing that they're currently doing. You know, like, they're nice enough people, but I'm not, like, really friends with them.
Yes.
And then I have no problem basically being like, okay, idiot, being an idiot. But I suppose, I don't know, how would you deal with it?
Oh, Jesus. In the worst way possible, the way you shouldn't. I just try to be nice, you know, because I can't be an asshole.
Yeah, that's, you get yourself, you're kind of stuck, because if you do it the way I do it, then they're going to think you're a dick. Personally, I don't really care, because if you think I'm a dick and I don't want to hang out with you anyway, problem solved. But I understand, you know, it's like I they're a nice enough person. I don't want to be an asshole to them. So, if I be nice, they won't go away, and they'll think this. They'll think I enjoy this bullshit, and they'll come back and do it again sometime.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, you know it.
There's got to be some kind of middle ground.
There's got to be, but what?
But I guess my best advice would be basically to say, you know, you're an idiot. Go away. Which is not what I do. What I would do would be more like, it would depend on what they were saying, but it would be more in the tone of my voice that, you know, you know, Martin Luther, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like suggestive and dialogue. Yeah. Like, okay. I'm like, you're trying to read it here.
And you're telling me this because.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to get back to reading my book. Is that cool with you?
You ever seen one of these before? these little squiggles on the inside are words. And what I do is I look at them and I interpret them. And it's kind of hard to do that when you're blathering on like a fucking retard telling me like Trivial Pursuit answers about the Middle Ages.
Yeah, Jesus. And you think, like, with me, you know, I've gone through this so many fucking times, I'd learn. And I think it in my head, what I want to do every time is just to be the extreme and just say, do you fucking mind?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Say something stupid like, oh, like in the book situation, I'm reading a fucking book, asshole.
You, I think, are in a particularly bad situation because where you work, there are a lot of these creatures.
Oh, yeah.
And there are. And they a lot of times refer to them as black holes.
Yeah.
because once you start talking to them, you get sucked in and you can't get away because they won't stop.
Yep.
And they never say anything, even remotely interesting.
Yeah.
But they act like you, like they assume you are interested. Like, and there's, there is one woman at my work. Again, I hope people from work don't listen to this.
Yeah.
It's really not. I'm not saying things that are so bad, but I just like to keep this separate from work.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I understand.
There's one woman at my work, real nice lady, but every once in a while she'll come up to me and just start talking to me like I know her. And yeah. I don't. Like, she came up to me one time and she's like, you know, Randy, he was, oh man, he was so drunk the other night. And my daughter, Cindy,
you know, Cindy.
She's fucking, You know how teenagers are. She was, and I don't know who you're talking about, lady. I do not know you. Go away.
Yeah.
And at work, it's a little different. Story was, I think, did he say it was at work? I thought it was.
Yeah, he was at work.
Yeah, so I guess now that I'm thinking about it, at work is a little different because you don't want to piss people off at work and become, you know, almost kind of a liability.
Yeah.
Like, this is, nobody likes this guy, so let's get him out of here.
Yeah, it's political at work no matter where you
are. Yeah, yeah. If it's just a friendly acquaintance, like some friend of a friend, like friend of a friend of a friend, like you went to the bar with a bunch of people and there's just some asshole that's there,
yeah,
fuck them. But I guess, yeah, at work, you kind of have to be a little more polite.
Yeah.
Like, God, I just kind of smile. Generally, I just kind of smile and nod. But if they really won't go away, I think you kind of have to start ignoring them and just walk away on your own. It sounds like he was probably sitting down reading. So if he just walked away, it might be a little obvious. But maybe that would be a good thing.
Yeah. You know what you used to do? You don't do it anymore, but I don't really see a whole lot out in the world of interactions.
I don't know what this is going
to
be.
You used to do this thing I loved, and it was so great. It would crack me up. A person would be talking to you like this, and you didn't give a shit. So all you did was smile, but it wasn't your normal smile. You smiled with all teeth, and you would look back and forth like, get me out of here. I don't give a shit.
A lot.
That's so great.
You would think that would work, but it doesn't, because these people are so spaced out. Like, it's like there's a chunk of their brain missing, the part that processes other people. Like, the part that can sense, you know, body language and tone of voice is just missing, and they can't read your subtle clues.
Yeah, they're socially and empathetically vacant.
Yeah, they see you looking real bored or real nervous, you know, looking around like you're trying to find an escape route from this conversation, and they don't notice.
Yeah. You notice, you talk to friends about these people if you run into them, especially at work. At my work, I'll be like, God, I ran into this person. They're like, oh, yeah, how'd it go? I'm like, I couldn't get away. And they're like, I know. You know what you need to do? Tell them, you know, you got surgery or something. You know, like, they're talking to you like, I really need to get, you know, to the hospital. I got an appointment for surgery. That still wouldn't work.
You know what you could do?
Yeah.
Is just kind of, if you're sitting down, stand up, or if you're already standing up, just prepare to walk away and then say, I really have to go to the bathroom.
That's
and
perfect.
Then just leave.
That's perfect.
And then just leave. Sorry to cut you off, but I really have to go to the bathroom. And when I say really, I mean really.
That's, yeah, if you have to be polite, but God damn it, we need to take a stand. This is bullshit. You need to tell that person, you need to call them out on it. No more bullshit. And I need to fucking do that because I am the worst.
You are funny. You are so concerned. Like, I don't think you're even so much consciously concerned. I don't know. But like, there's a part of you that's so concerned with being polite that you will do things that are almost impolite in retrospect. Like, like you will, I'm not bringing this up to like dredge up old things. We've talked about this
by
before,
all means, Kyle.
But like the time that like times where you would say things like, I'm coming home tonight.
Yeah.
It wasn't,
yeah.
And like I said, I'm not bringing that up because I'm like, oh, right,
no,
right.
I totally understand.
But it's like the reason you would do stuff like that, at least the reason I felt like you would do stuff like that, is because you don't want to be a dick.
Yes.
You don't want to be like, no, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
You want to make me happy in the moment while I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
But in the long term, it's actually more dickheaded.
Yeah. That was it, too.
But you're so concerned when you're in someone's face with keeping them happy, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And that was it. That was it. Goddamn. How retarded.
And you're still like that. I don't think you're like
still,
that as much
as
with
much.
Things like that.
Not as much.
Like, I don't think you're as much.
I'm getting better.
I don't think you're as much the type to say you'll do something and not do it anymore.
Yeah.
I think you've actually gotten a lot better with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you will still indulge people when you really don't want to.
And this comes up a lot, like at work, when people bring up like religion and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not the one like you to be like, the fuck you talking about, you know? No, I don't believe in that. And that's bullshit. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
I will ask questions and go along with it, which is dumb.
That's where you go wrong. Going along with it isn't so bad, but asking questions like you're interested.
Like, yeah, exactly. That suggests I'm
really
interested.
Tell me more about St. Matthew.
Yeah. Like with the old man, we call him Jesus guy.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy. He used to come in to where you work. I used to work there, too. I used to see him. And he would he loved you for some reason because he talked to me like once.
Yeah.
But he loved you. He would come to you and he would talk your ear off about the Lord and about whatever.
Yeah. He is the bane of my existence.
Does he still come
comes in, man. And Jesus. I still can't tell him to go fuck himself. He will go on and on. I'm not religious. People that are religious are bench warmers, but the rapture's coming soon. And he'll go on. Have you read this? And I'll be like, no, I haven't.
Have you heard the word?
And he'll go on and on. I'm like, hmm. And he goes, I hope this is, you know, interesting. And I'll say, it was. And that's my mistake. I shouldn't do that.
I hope this was interesting. Not really.
Yeah.
But you're old and I'm at work, so I'm humoring you.
Yeah. I did tell him once and it was a big step for me, but still I didn't get anywhere because he still comes in and talks to me. But I told him, I'm not allowed to talk about this here at my job. I can get in some trouble. I can't talk about it. So he's like, okay, well, then he went on about how the people running my store are Satan and stuff like that. And I had to keep going along with it. But yeah, if I can get over this guy, I can get over anything. Because he's the sweetest old man, but he's fucking nuts.
I actually can and have. I can humor people.
Yeah.
You know, when they start telling me stupid shit
yeah.
that I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Like when I used to work at a 7-Eleven, the people who came in there, there were a ton of regulars. Oh, you know, yeah. Like I knew these people kind of because they were in there every day.
Yeah.
And there were people who would come in and ask me what's the score of the game. And I didn't even know what sport they were talking about.
And like you should know.
Yeah. Like I should know. And I was pretty good at going along with this stuff. I'm pretty good at being fake polite.
Yeah.
But
being fair.
I don't like doing it. And I, for the most part, I won't do it.
Yeah.
If I don't have to like preserve my employment.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of an example of a situation where I basically told somebody they were being an idiot or to fuck off or I can't think of anything.
It was a long time ago and they're
I haven't had to do it in a while, really.
Yeah. And you had so many regulars. And I worked a similar job and I had this one guy, he would come in all the time. And he really pissed me off. He would check out really, really young girls and just lean over the counter and just hang out and stare. And it bothered me. And then one day, I didn't know how to tell him off, but he said the word nigger. And
oh, God.
Do you remember that guy?
No, but I vaguely remember you mentioning it.
Does this bring anything up?
Well, just the idea that it's weird that... I guess you'd call them casual racists.
Yeah.
You know, they're not like in an organization, yeah. A militia or the KKK or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably don't even think about it that often, but they are the kind of people who will come into a store and start talking to a guy who's, you know, white, but they don't know him.
Yeah.
And start saying things like, man, these people and yep. niggers yep. and you know, like, how do you know that this is going to be okay with me? Like yeah. this could cause a big problem for you. How yeah. do you know that this is going to work out? And I, because it's my job, when things like that have come up, I've just sort of like, I didn't agree,
yeah.
but I didn't, you know, disagree either. I just kind of let it go,
yeah.
let it be what it was.
Yeah.
But that's so weird. Like, what is wrong with your head? Do you not know? Like, do you not pay attention to the people around you? Even if you believe you're 100% right and
them damn niggers should get out of my country.
Yeah, I think the problem
is... You still have to know that most other people think you're way out of your mind.
Yeah.
And you can't just walk into a store and expect the white guy behind the counter to agree with you.
Yeah. The problem is people like me, they get away with it because most people, they'll hear that and they're too uncomfortable. They don't know what to do. They don't want to overreact. So they just kind of go along with it. And then they get away with it and they get away with it.
Oh, I guess, I think maybe part of it is that these people, a lot of times... don't actually have a lot of friends and acquaintances outside yeah. of like going to 7-Eleven. So the only people they really interact with on a regular basis are like family members who are probably also inbred and agree with them.
Yeah.
And the people at the store who are afraid for their jobs so they won't call them out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, what are you supposed to do? Yeah.
So they don't ever, you know, encounter somebody who's like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Like even... I don't normally agree with those people because they're usually kind of idiots. But even if I kind of sort of agreed with you, I would still think you were nuts for walking into the store and just saying that.
Yeah.
You know, like, even if I was on your side. Fuck, I should have closed the window.
Goddamn.
I'm going to do that right now.
All right, go ahead. But while you're doing that, I wanted to say, like, today, if a guy came up and started talking, you know, racist casually, I guess, racist casual to me, I would humor the idea and kind of go along with it just to humor myself.
Racist casual kind of sounds like a clothing line. It's like KKK robes and loose-fitting BDUs.
Yeah.
Racist casual.
But yeah, that one guy, when he said the word nigger, he just said, like, all these goddamn niggers. And that was my, I'm like, I gotta do something. So I overreacted, but for the wrong reasons. I didn't call him out on it for what he said, because it was kind of stupid. I should have just said, you're an idiot. But no, I said, get the fuck out of here. He's like, what? I go, get the fuck out of here. You don't talk like that around me. I'm not like that, you know? I don't remember what I said, but it was very pussy-like.
Did you have the quiver in your voice?
I did.
Because you were having to, you know, scrounge up the balls to kick him out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, just like that. Yeah. And he left and never came back. But
One thing I do like to do sometimes when people are being just stupid is agree with them, but like balls out agree with them to the point where it's obvious that I'm parodying them.
Okay, yeah.
Like if somebody said, God, let me think. I can't think of a real example right now, but I have definitely done it.
Yeah.
But if like somebody came into the 7-Eleven and said, like some guy in front of him was a black guy and he happened to be buying malt liquor or something. And then he left the store and the guy behind him, some big fat, bald white guy. And he's like, man, them niggers, they love their malt liquor.
Yeah.
And then I just you'd start going off about niggers and and chinks and spicks and fucking yelling it. And yeah, fucking niggers. You know what I hate more than a nigger is an alien. Fucking aliens and their goddamn salami. They can't get enough of the shit. Can you believe it? Oh, my God, man.
Then they'd have to know.
You know what I really hate are midgets. You have to know I'm making fun of you.
Yeah, goddamn. I like that angle, though, Kyle. That's great.
But I couldn't do that at work. You know?
There's
like,
no way. Yeah.
You're kind of fucked at work.
Unless... like, if he was a regular enough to where, like, if no one else was in the store and it really got under your skin and it was so bad that you could explain to your boss, look, this guy doesn't need to be here. If people are around, he'd really offend them. If you could argue your way out of it, then maybe.
Well, I still couldn't do it that last way. Because some idiot would be in there and hear me yelling about aliens and salami and think I also said nigger and they think I'm a racist.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, this reminds me of something else. It's pretty much unrelated, but it's kind of related in the sense that we were talking about telling people off or whatever.
Yeah.
How I am more likely to be rude about it than you are.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, new roommate Mike, I've talked about before. I have another new roommate, which is kind of a temporary situation.
Yeah.
Because he's just kind of crashing with us because he's planning on moving out of state.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants me to mention his name, which is kind of silly.
Okay.
But anyway, so he and I, the other roommate, were here and the internet was being installed. We have the internet back, by the way. I didn't mention that.
Yeah.
But the internet was being hooked up and there was an AT&T guy here. And me and this other roommate were just talking and having fun and giggling and being silly. And I don't really think I said much to the AT&T guy. I said weird things that, depending on who it was, could have maybe offended them. But I didn't say anything about him or to him.
Okay.
And he was a relatively young guy with tattoos and stuff. And he laughed and, you know, he seemed cool with it all.
Yeah.
But then later, and we also went to a restaurant. I forget it. Yeah, it was that same day. Me and that roommate went to a restaurant and, you know, there was a waiter. And later that day, or maybe the next day, that roommate told me that I was being rude he wasn't offended. Like he said it like he thought it was funny, but he said I was being rude.
Okay.
Or I think the word he used was curt or something.
Okay.
To the waiter and the AT&T guy. And I don't know what I did. I can't figure it out. And he wouldn't specify. He wouldn't tell me what I said. He just said I was being rude somehow.
The only thing I can think of is you were being silly.
I was, and we were both laughing. And this roommate is a pretty, you know, we're silly all the time. I'm not sure what I could have done that, you know, I don't know. And I was kind of wondering if you've ever noticed that. Like, have you ever seen me interacting with someone and thought, that's a little inappropriate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
With girls?
Oh, well, girls are different.
Okay.
Because for one thing, actually, this sort of works to my disadvantage. But for one thing, I don't know what it is. I'm sure it's not all of them, but a lot of girls like to be treated like shit. I don't know why. I don't understand it, but they do. It's like
I believe.
The only thing I can think of is like, if you're treating them like shit, it's almost like you have more personality.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of. It's not a positive personality, but at least it's personality. It's intriguing. It's or something. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
But they do kind of like that. And the reason I say it works to my disadvantage is because I'm not trying to attract them by being a dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just trying to be a dick.
But I guess, yeah, the only way I've never been like put off by it. But you can act silly. It doesn't. That's the only thing I can think of is you were just being silly.
Well, you know, I was saying
it's like a nice obnoxiousness.
Like I think I may have made a joke about having an STD or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Or you know, like yeah, I was being silly, just and being I was silly. Like I said, it was stuff that could maybe offend somebody.
Yeah.
But not. I may have said something about like having sex with my grandma. You know, it could offend okay. somebody, but it wasn't.
It's just, yeah.
But I wasn't being rude. And the guy, like the cable guy, the AT&T guy or whatever, seemed fine with it.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just being polite, but
maybe.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think
but
of.
But I kind of, the way I felt about it at the time before I was told later that I was being rude.
Yeah.
I almost felt like I was entertaining the guy.
Yeah.
Like I was doing a nice thing almost, like making him feel less like he's at work.
Yeah. Because that casual conversation that normal people do is unbearable.
And that's why I'm
How
so
about
confused.
That weather?
I'm wondering if maybe my personality in general is just way more abrasive than I realize.
Yeah. Because
I know
so.
I can be,
yeah.
But I don't think I am like, overall.
Yeah. I think it works to your advantage. It makes you more interesting. And it's. It's not dead fucking average. It's awesome.
That's all right.
Yeah. What?
I'm just
back
trying,
up around.
I'm just. I wish I could get him. I've tried to get this guy, this new roommate,
yeah.
To come on the show, and maybe I'll get him on eventually. But yeah. Like the first time I mentioned it, he didn't want to, and the second time we talked about it, he said maybe, but he wants to use a different name.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'll ever get him on or not, but I kind of wish I could have him on right now because I'd like to be having this conversation with him.
That
like,
would be nice.
Can yeah. you elaborate? What did I say?
Yeah.
What did I do? Because especially with the waiter, because I barely said anything to him, but I wasn't like rude not saying it. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
It wasn't like I was ignoring him.
I know exactly what
But
you
I
meant.
Just said stuff that you say to a waiter.
Yeah.
You know, like, you want a refill on that Pepsi? Yeah, sure. Thanks. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I wasn't ignoring him, but I also wasn't really engaging him. You know, yeah. It's not like I was like, hey, dude, how do you feel about oral sex with grandmas?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I didn't do that.
I know what he means, but I guess most people aren't like you. So I guess you're bound to run into somebody that's not used to that kind of shit, I guess.
Well, and that day, it was 4:20. It was
yeah.
April 20th.
Yeah.
And I believe the waiter said happy 420 at one point and like we were okay. giggling a lot and I think he thought we were stoned out of our minds but we weren't we were completely sober
yeah
but so you know if you're wishing us a happy marijuana day
yeah
I figure I can probably loosen up a little bit
yeah
but I don't know maybe I'm an asshole
yeah I don't know yeah it'd be nice if he was on the show because I'd like an explanation because I picture myself as the cable guy. And if I ran into a guy like you, maybe it's just me because I've known you for so long, but it would kind of make my day a little more interesting.
Yeah. He was kind of chuckling a little
bit. How you doing?
You know, I didn't have him rolling on the floor, but he seemed, you know, to be kind of entertained by
yeah.
it. Like it was his jokes. These yeah. are jokes, folks.
Jokes. Folks.
Whatever. I don't know. Anyway, I guess that's, I've exhausted that, but there is at least one more thing I want to talk about. We're over an hour already, so I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
If we'll get into anything else, but there's at least one more thing I want to talk about, and that is the email that I said I got that went into my spam folder
yeah.
that I couldn't address last week because I didn't have internet access. It's an email from Half Left in the forums, and he titled it Creepy Fucking Shit. He says, perusing the internet as one does, I came across theanimereality.com, a site that, and this is in quotes, is dedicated to preserving anime culture for the humorous benefit of normally functioning human beings everywhere. See picking on / laughing at fucking creepy nerds. Such highlights include people dressed as cartoons pretending to have sex in public, forum posts justifying perverts' love of cartoon porn because, quote unquote, it's not a real sin, because it's not real people being tentacle raped, and this video, which will haunt my nightmares until the day I die. And he linked me to a video, which I would play, except that the audio is completely irrelevant. It's like camera in a room, background noise. But what the video is a man dressed as an anime girl, and it's this weird, creepy suit. I've actually seen this before. Not this video, but another dude who does the same thing.
Yeah.
They wear like a, I don't know if it's spandex or whatever, but it's like a full body suit. And it's like spandex, it looks if it's like not spandex. Yeah. And it's like the color of like an anime chick's skin. And then they wear a mask that I don't know what it's made of, but it looks just like an anime chick's head. And there's like a wig and they dress up like a girl and they just pose in front of the camera. And it's kisses. Really creepy.
It is. I've seen it. Goddamn. And that's all they do. Like how long is that video? Like 10 minutes of blowing kisses and just kind of prancing around.
Yeah, there's no reason for it.
No reason. And people,
I wonder if they make these videos like this and then they jerk off to them later. Like they pretend that it's this anime chick and they jerk to it.
Yeah, when I was watching it, you're like, like people jerk off to this.
Somebody, maybe. I'm sure somebody does.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, he goes on to say, I seem to be able to relate to your guys' thoughts on the sometimes dire state of humanity and how creepy people can be. Just think that masked swimsuit guy interacts with normal people. That's the guy in the video.
Yeah.
You could have sat next to him on a bus and never know.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what you guys think of this type of hyper nerd. Looking forward to the show. So that's his email.
Okay. Yeah.
Anime is a real weird thing because I actually kind of like anime, yeah. But there are only, but it's, I'm real specific. You know, like there are, like I very much pick and choose.
Yeah.
Like anime as a whole is fucked up.
Yeah.
It's either like fucked up hentai shit, which hentai, I believe, is Japanese for pervert. And that's like the cartoon porn, like the shit where a chick will get raped by an alien with tentacles.
Yeah.
Or it's not even always sci-fi like that. Sometimes it's just rape or whatever.
Just fucking, yeah.
Or like a dragon, a half dragon chick with wings getting fucked by an elf, you know, whatever. But even beyond that, like that's the really fucked up crazy shit.
Yeah.
But beyond that, there's a lot of anime is like shows about little girls, but it's clear that you're supposed to want to fuck them.
Yeah.
Or shows about older girls, but they're still probably like 17. And it's like one dude and all these chicks that want to bone him. And that's like the whole show. Like that's the premise.
Yeah.
Is like them living out their lives and the girls fighting among each other, whatever, like just stupid shit.
Yeah.
The stuff that I do like tends to be more like the grittier sci-fi shit. That's just, it could have been a movie.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been a live action thing. It didn't have to be a Japanese cartoon necessarily. You know what I mean?
That's fair enough. Yeah.
Like it's just a movie, but it happens to be a Japanese cartoon. But a lot of the people who are into anime, like this is their thing. I am into anime.
Yeah.
They love to dress up like the characters, which I kind of understand. Like if I had unlimited funds and I was in decent shape, it'd be kind of cool to have like a, this isn't anime, but like a replica of like the costume from the movie Batman.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool. You know, you go out for whatever reason, Halloween or whatever, and you've got the same suit from the movie. I get that. I geek out on that kind of shit. I'm not into most of the anime these people are dressing up like. I think they look like weird, creepy nerds.
Yeah.
But I get that. But they're very maladjusted. They're really socially awkward. Like, they don't understand people.
Yeah. Where to begin? I've had friends that are into anime, but not the porn shit. They're hooked on that anime shit. Like, a new season or some shit or a new DVD would be coming out and that's all they fucking talk about.
Yeah.
And they can't wait. They're addicted to this shit. And I can kind of, I get that. Like you said, I get it. If you're into it, whatever. But I can't get into the anime because the voiceovers suck. I mean, if I knew Japanese, maybe.
Well, there's a thing.
Voiceovers are horrible.
I don't mean to interrupt, no. But the real anime nerds will usually refuse to watch anime that's been dubbed over in English.
I believe it.
They will only watch it subtitled, yeah. You know, with the original Japanese voice acting.
Yeah.
And I'll watch it either way. I don't care. If I'm going to watch it, I don't care if it's subtitled or dubbed.
Yeah.
And some of the English dubs really, really suck.
Yeah.
Because they hire the cheapest possible voice actors. And like sometimes, especially if you go way back to like the late 80s or whatever, sometimes it would be not even a voice actor. They just hired somebody from their office or whatever to read the lines. So it's really bad. But most of the time these days, it's good enough. And if you listen to the original Japanese voice tracks on these things, they're way overacted. Yeah. Like everybody, like everything that happens is like, oh, oh, what? Yeah, it's really melodramatic. Anyway,
yeah, rubs me the wrong way. And
but they're such nerds that it's like I have to have the original. Yeah. You know, the artist's intent. I can't possibly watch it with different voice actors.
Yeah. I can't get into the whole premise. I've watched many anime, not a whole lot, but every time it's the bad guy's like, I am so much more bad than you. And, oh, no, you're not. I'll show you kind of shit. And it's that whole, it's like nerd mentality.
Yeah, I think that's usually kind of like the Dragon Ball Z or Naruto or.
Oh, like, yeah, that kind
like
of
the,
show. Yeah.
I think there's a name for that kind of show, but. Whatever, like the kind, like the TV shows that are usually aimed at younger kids.
Yeah.
And it's almost Power Rangers-y.
Yeah, yeah.
But the stuff I like is usually a movie rather than like a TV show where there's, you know, this ongoing good guy versus bad guy thing where there's a new story each time or whatever.
Yeah. If I could watch an anime, and I'm sure they're out there, I assume, that wasn't like that Power Ranger-y kind of bullshit, I could probably get into it. The story was cool. You know?
To be fair, if I'm being 100% honest, even the stuff that I like, there are plenty of things like to point out that you could validly say are fucked up and worth hating.
Yeah.
I just happen to like them. It's kind of like when I really like a bad movie, you know?
Yeah.
Like I know it's bad, but I like it anyway.
Yeah. Understandable. Okay.
And if you don't, that's fine. And I get it.
Yeah. And the fucking girls in animes are always, like you said, they're young and shit. Like,
I'm so vulnerable.
They usually have real annoying voices, too.
I'm like 10.
Mm-hmm. Like, that always just suggested, like, pedophilia to me.
The Japanese are weird about that.
That's just their thing, I guess. Yeah. There's no fucking badass chick, you know?
I don't know that much about the Japanese culture, I guess. I think pedophilia is in reality looked down upon, but they really don't seem to have much of a problem with it in fantasy.
Yeah.
Like you can fantasize about fucking a 10-year-old all day and nobody'll care.
Yep.
Like you can ride the bus with a fucking manga, a comic book that's all about raping 10-year-olds and nobody'll bat an eye.
Yeah. It's popular over there, I guess. I don't know.
I don't get it.
It's got to be huge.
I sort of understand the appeal. Like, this is going to make me sound like a perv.
Yes,
but
go for it.
I sort of understand the appeal of like, I guess you'd call it jailbait.
Yeah.
Like a girl who's just 18 or maybe 17 or whatever. Like, but she's super hot. Like there's something taboo about that. So like, I sort of get it, but she's still basically a woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not pedophilia, but a lot of these shows and comic books and stuff, they really are kids and they're meant to be kids and they're like 7 or 10 or whatever. And I don't get it.
Yeah. It's there's gotta be an equilibrium of just how far you can go and still call it. Like, it's cool if I'm into it, fuck you. You don't like it, don't be into it, whatever, I'll be into whatever. But it's kind of fucked up, man.
And a lot
there's
of
gotta be a universal. Yeah.
A lot of the nerd shit isn't even really creepy so much as just annoying and stupid. Like, they're not self-aware at all. Like, they do really stupid, horrible, like they'll make costumes, and it's the worst costume you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to be some anime character that has crazy spiked hair, so they'll make the spiked hair out of paper mache.
Jesus.
And it's all lumpy, and you can still see the newsprint underneath the paint. And it's just, it's awful. And they're like, their costume is supposed to be some kind of like tunic, but the, you know, the character's clothes were like bright, vibrant colors, so they used like craft foam instead of fabric. And yeah. It's just, it looks awful, and they wear it out anyway. Like, they, you weren't able to look at that and go, yeah, I really fucked this up. You couldn't tell? Like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, if I was really this character, really wanted to make this costume, yeah. I built it all, and then I put it on, I looked in the mirror, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I wouldn't be able to wear that out, but they do. And it's like, and there are super fat people who costume as really skinny people.
Yeah. And they have no,
and they don't know.
God, it's like, if I really liked Batman and I went out in a costume that looks like my mom made it when I was like 5.
Yeah.
And like the horns are sideways and they're just dangling. Then I look retarded.
But yeah, you don't know. There, occasionally you'll see somebody who did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, they know.
Okay.
Like a big fat bearded guy dressed as a schoolgirl.
Yeah, yeah. But if it looked good, like really good, then that'd be, you know.
Although the big cool. fat, the thing with the big fat bearded guy dressed as a schoolgirl is you can't be sure. That, yeah. Like, he could just get off on that.
Yeah. Jesus. A lot of gray area with that kind of shit and their followers. Yeah.
But then they were like, have you ever been on a, I'm sure you haven't, actually. I don't know why I'm even asking, but have you ever been on a website dedicated to like Sonic the Hedgehog?
Never.
Like Sonic fans?
No.
Sonic the Hedgehog fans are the biggest retards in the world.
I never knew that
they're
existed.
They're so stupid. And they're all 13 somehow. Like, they never Jesus. Grew up.
Wow.
I guess they're still making Sonic games, so maybe that's why. Yeah. But they're all like 13 and really dumb, and they can't spell, and they write like fan fiction, and it's the weirdest, dumbest shit. Like Sonic and some other character go on a date, you know, yeah. and they eat burgers, and then all of a sudden somebody comes up behind Sonic and hits him on the head with a hammer for no reason, and they're like, get it, because it's hilarious.
Wow.
But it's not.
It's bizarre.
They have no concept of humor. They just think if something happens that you weren't expecting, that's funny.
Wow.
Like, random. You'll hear them use the word random a lot. Like, isn't that so random? Oh, my, I love you. You're so random. You just say things. You're so random. Wow. Lemons. Oh, my God. I didn't expect you to say lemons. You're so random. You're great.
That's, wow. Yeah, I can't picture myself back when I was 13 or whatever, but I'm sure I was into far more cooler shit than that.
I picture them all being chubby with like a hair lip,
yeah.
like a cleft palate,
and
like dried boogers on their upper lip.
Yeah,
and they're popping ADD pills like Ritalin.
Yeah,
and they just fucking, they're just wearing sweatpants with holes in them and a Naruto t-shirt or something. They just yeah. That's what they do.
Jesus,
they just eat fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch and. I don't know.
Mom.
Yeah.
Mom. Every 5 minutes. I want. Yeah.
God, you're such a cunt, Mom. I'm playing Sonic. Sonic's mom wouldn't do this to him.
You have to bathe,
Tommy. Yeah. You have to bathe.
Shut up, you stupid bitch. God.
I like my dirt. You know what? I'm an individual. Okay. All right. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm getting kind of lost here on what I'm talking about.
And we're rambling. What's going on?
I guess he mentions, you know, it's not a real sin. People like when they read the comics or they watch the videos of like girls getting tentacle raped.
Yeah.
It's not a sin
because
it's not real. I agree with that, actually. But that doesn't make it any less weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Like, you're still a fucking creepy weirdo, and I don't want to hang out with you because you get off on people being raped by alien octopuses.
Yeah. That's still creepy. Yeah, fuck if it's a sin or not.
You're right. I don't think you should be jailed necessarily. And I don't, you know, fine, live your life, but you're still a creepy fucking weirdo.
Exactly.
And if you can't accept that, then you're an even creepier weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, you have to know. You have to know.
My thoughts, exactly.
Like, I told the story about me fucking a peach.
Yeah.
I knew that was weird.
Yeah.
That's why I told it. I thought it was funny because it was weird.
Yeah.
But, you know,
you didn't address it like, what, nobody did that?
I wasn't
it
like,
was awesome.
Hey, leave me alone, man.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not all the same. Don't judge me.
Yeah. Then you'd be an asshole.
There is one thing on that anime reality website that I kind of wanted to talk about. It kind of caught my eye.
Yeah.
There's a lot of funny, good stuff on there. Lots of nerds.
Yeah.
Like there's this one guy who I think has some kind of physical disability because he moves really weird and talks really weird, but he's doing a video about how he wants to bring Misty, which is a character in the Pokemon cartoon.
Okay.
He wants to bring her back. I didn't know she was gone. I have seen the Pokemon cartoon, but it has been a long time ago. And I believe the last time I saw it, she was still on there, but it's kind of irrelevant. The point is just that he's going off about it. But the audio on that is horrible. I thought about playing that, but it's really bad.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's in a factory.
Okay.
So that's not the thing. Good. The thing I was going to talk about is this this list of ways to get a girlfriend. Apparently, on some forum or something, these guys posted advice on how to get an anime-loving girlfriend. See, this is how fucking socially awkward and weird they are. Like, that's not how it works. Like, I know there are lots of people from all walks of life that are weird and socially awkward, and they think they need tips on how to get a girlfriend. That's not how it works. You don't, it's not a game.
They're trying to give advice.
Yeah. It's not a game or a battle. It's not a, you don't strategize how to get a girlfriend. That's not how it works.
Only
if
them.
You don't have one yet, then it's because it just hasn't worked out. Like, You can't, the only tips you could use would be like, don't be a creepy weirdo, you know, the only tips you could use would be tips on how to be a human in general.
Exactly.
You know, not how to get a girl, but just how to interact with the human beings.
Yeah. God, that reminds me. I don't want to go off tangent.
No, go ahead.
But on the radio, they have this thing where they set up a blind date between people. And they have this chick in the studio.
Yeah.
Like they find her profile or some shit online. And it might be through the radio's website. But anyway, they bring her on, put her in the studio. And like guys will call in and try to win a blind date with her. And these fucking douchebags will call in and be like, hey, can I ask you a question? Because she'll ask questions.
Yeah.
What size is your bra, you know? Would you bone on the first date? They're actually saying this.
Yeah.
And it's like these anime guys like giving tips.
Well, maybe if they're calling into the radio station, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they don't actually care. They're just kind of pranking sort of. Mm-hmm. Like it's still not really that funny, but maybe they're just trying to have fun.
Maybe. Possibly. But goddamn.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're serious, you know, like
they do sound serious. And it's,
hey, could I ask you a question? What's your bust size?
Yeah,
because you know, I like a nice C cup.
Yeah,
nothing too big, because then I can't pretend you're an underage girl. you know,
it's I just picture these guys giving tips to their bros. How do you pick up a girl? Well, you gotta ask her, you know, questions about sex and how often she likes blowing. And, oh, really? Okay.
I just realized that a C cup actually is pretty large to pretend she's an underage girl.
That went right by me.
No, that's fine.
Damn it. That is funny.
Anyway, this thing that I wanted to read it's not all of the tips because I didn't bother going to that website because I don't want nerd aids.
Yeah.
But there are three of them that they posted, that they like quoted, because I guess they thought they were the best ones.
Yeah.
One of them, number one, is get a big camera and profess to be a photographer.
Ooh.
So right off the bat, they're basically telling you to trick the girl. Like,
yeah.
Trick her. This is how to fool her into liking you.
Nice.
And there's a little description under that. Why? Many of the hotter girl anime fans are cosplayers, which is, if you're not familiar with that term, it's people who dress up in costumes as characters, cosplayers.
Okay.
I think it originated from Japan, like the term. They do that. They mix words up. Anyway.
I see.
Cosplayers, and hence they like having their pictures taken, yet they don't really know much about photography. But here's the crucial next step. You will ask the girl for her contacts, email, messenger, phone number, to pass her the pictures. Through that, you get the opportunity to talk to her.
Oh, man.
Beyond that, Jesus. You could request for personal photo shoots, which is actually a date. Sounds awesome, right? Because it is. Ah, you fucking nerds.
Yeah,
that's, man. If that was just kind of naturally what happened, like you're a photographer, you are a photographer,
yeah.
And this girl wants you to take pictures and you start talking to her, that could maybe lead to a relationship, but you're being a sneaky weasel fuck. And it's not a date. Sneaky. If you ask her for a personal photo shoot, she's going to hang up the phone or sign off the internet or whatever it is you're talking to her on.
Yeah.
Because that's weird.
Who does that work on?
Hey, you know, I'd kind of like to do a personal photo shoot. What the fuck does that even mean? Like, I want to take pictures of you naked is the first thing I would think of if I was a hot girl.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck you, creepy weirdo. Anyway, tip number two is write an anime blog or be the owner of a website.
Okay.
This one's kind of good. In the digital age of today, lots of cyber stalkers prowl the net. To differentiate yourself from them and establish a strong identity, you need a blog or a website. To differentiate
yeah.
yourself from cyber stalkers, you don't want to be part of the cyber stalker crowd. Yeah,
you don't want to be creepy.
So you need a website, because otherwise she'll think you're a creep.
Yeah, if you don't have one.
The owner of a popular website like That Anime Blog, which I am fairly proud to say I've never heard of, a fairly popular website like That Anime Blog would surely not do bad things to you if you go out with him, right? How weird and creepy does that sound?
That's pretty bad.
If you get a website, they won't know that you're going to rape
them. That's even more weaselly.
I mean, he's so friendly and intelligent online. The bigger your website, the more credible you seem. And if her friends read your website, it's even better. She'll have further incentive to date you because it adds bragging rights.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, hey, Janice, you love That Anime Blog, right? You read it every day, right? Well, that guy is my boyfriend.
Oh, man.
Listen, dude, if you need these tips, nobody's ever going to brag about you being their boyfriend.
Yeah.
Nobody. Unless they live at the bottom of a well and they're half-toed. Yeah. Then maybe.
Jesus.
And the last tip that they have posted here is number seven, actually. It's research girl hunting techniques from experts online and offline. If you have to refer to it as girl hunting, you are not going to get a girlfriend.
Experts. I love it.
You going to bag you a lady? You going to take her home and mount her on the wall?
Listen, guys, I'm an expert. I've seen boobs. I've seen boobs.
I have actually touched a vagina once. It was my mom's, and I was washing her because she Jesus. Can't take care of herself anymore. But still, I know the anatomy.
Oh, God, you're killing me. Oh.
One thing you need to know about vaginas is they're very dry. They're very dry and kind of crusty. So you need to apply a lot of something kind of like a lubricant, like a grape jelly.
God.
Anyway.
Bacon grease.
So that's...
All right.
So research girl hunting techniques from experts online and offline. It's like when you get stuck in an RPG. I can't even read that line.
What?
It's like when you get stuck in an RPG. We've all been there, right, fellas?
Where's this going?
You need a walkthrough from GameFAQs, right? Life is such a game. It's not, and this is part of your problem.
Yeah.
Life is such a game, but it's a game without save points and loading.
Jesus. Okay.
There are many dating manuals out there, many of which are tried and tested.
Okay.
Tried, sure. Tested, yeah, probably.
Successful?
Didn't happen to mention that part. The fundamental concept in the most effective manuals are always the same. You differentiate yourselves from other guys and make your target chase you instead. Good luck.
Yeah.
You're already differentiated from other guys. I'm sure she'd have no problem noticing you. Yeah,
from society in general.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll leave you to read up on this yourself. I hate to share secrets. Way to play coy, faggot. Jesus Christ.
I love it. I'm so glad you talked about that.
Yeah. It's so, you know, this guy is a creepy weirdo. Like, the guy who wrote these tips is a creepy weirdo.
Yeah.
And it may be the, I'm guessing he hasn't actually, you know, scored.
Yeah.
Scored. Since I'm sure that's the way he looks at it. Oh, yeah. Even though I'm sure he would also profess to be, you know, the sensitive guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hunting women, but I'm the sensitive guy. Those jocks are assholes, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck you, you piece of shit. But I'm sure he probably hasn't, you know, been with a lot of ladies, and yet he somehow still thinks, like, he can...
Yeah.
Like, did you, like, talk to a girl one time and nobody else has? And so you're like, hey, take it from me. I've been out there in the field.
I'm all the wiser.
Yeah.
Man.
That's another thing. I think that a lot of these anime nerds like to be thought of as some kind of a guru.
Yeah.
Like a wise man.
Absolutely.
Like, they like to say things like, you know, they like to, one thing they like to do, which I don't think they realize is creepy, but they'll get on like a Pokemon forum or something, and they'll be like, they'll be talking to like 14-year-olds, and they'll be like, believe me, I'm 27, and I've been around the block a few times.
Oh, man.
You'll understand when you're older, and they'll try to give advice and stuff, and they won't realize that it's kind of creepy that they're there at all. You know, like, in one thread, you're arguing about bringing Misty back, and in another thread, you're trying to give advice to children.
Yeah.
You are a waste of space.
Hey, you looking for something to do with your boring, loathsome existence? Don't be an asshole. Join the goddamn forum. Go to ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum or click the link on the main page. Post your photos, post your stories. You got something you want us to talk about on the show? Post it in the motherfucking forum. Tired of spending your Friday nights alone? Get in the forum and make some new friends. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Don't make me tell you again.
All right, I think we've reached the end of the program.
Already.
And I'm losing my voice.
All right.
Like usual. take that, eardrums. You know, the usual stuff. Yeah. I really do need to, I'm going to like make a poster or something with like a bulleted list of things that I need to mention at the end of the show. Let's see. One thing I wanted to mention is that the Facebook page, which we always mention, we say become a fan on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Facebook has changed the becoming a fan thing to just liking it. Yeah. You know, you can apparently like just about everything on Facebook now.
Yeah.
Just click like. It's basically the same thing, but they changed the terminology.
Yeah.
So like our Facebook page.
Yes.
Another thing I wanted to mention about the Facebook page is... that we have a Facebook URL now. Instead of like a bunch of garbled numbers and letters and shit, it's facebook.com/ijhat.
Yeah.
facebook.com/ijhatt.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So it's easier to get to.
More convenient.
Yeah.
The American way.
So like us on there.
Yeah.
It's a good way to find out when the episodes come out and stuff. And a little while back, I don't think I mentioned this on the show, our site was hacked.
Yeah.
And the Facebook and the Twitter were, I alerted people on there, hey, stay away from the site for a little bit because it's trying to redirect to some bullshit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was how I tried to tell people. So if you were a fan on the Facebook or if you liked the Facebook, I'll probably keep saying become a fan.
Yeah.
Or if you were following us on Twitter, then you would have gotten that information. Otherwise, you could have ended up at our website and been... redirected.
Yeah, which would suck.
Although if you're using a decent web browser, I don't think it would have worked because the way I found out we were hacked was I tried to go to our website and it said, whoa, hey, this site has been flagged as malicious.
Yeah, yeah.
So I almost feel bad mentioning that we were hacked. Like, I feel like I'm saying, like, don't go to our website because you could get hacked.
No, no.
But it wasn't our fault.
It was a fluke.
It was actually hundreds of other WordPress-based websites, which if you don't know what that means, it doesn't really matter. Other websites that use the same structure as ours, basically, were hacked the exact same way. And for a couple days, nobody knew how or why it happened. Like, there was information on how to fix the hack, but not on how to prevent it from happening again. So it really wasn't our fault. It's not like we didn't do something.
Yeah.
Anyway, other stuff, join the forums. Last week, without the internet, I wasn't really in there saying anything, but I'm back now, baby. So I'm still, you should get Aldi in there because she said she was going to post in there if we got more than 10 comments.
Yeah.
And the last episode only got 3, but the like 3 before that were 10 or more.
Yeah. I'll be riding around that. For
yeah.
Sure. Get her ass in there. It'll be fun.
Donate.
Yeah. Be sure and donate.
Speaking of that, Heather Cloudbubble.
Yeah.
The person who won my soul.
Yes.
She sent me an email and I emailed her back, but just to address it, I hadn't sent it out yet. I'm sending it out like
soon. Okay.
Probably tomorrow. Actually, I think I said I was going to do it after the show, but that was before I realized we're actually recording at night again, instead of early like we did last week. Yeah. So I'll probably I'll mail it tomorrow,
okay.
But I've got the envelope with the stamp on it and I've got it right here. It's going out.
Sweet.
So don't worry. It's not going to be months and months like the sticker fiasco.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
And I just, you know, with the move and the fact that I didn't have the internet and stuff, it was just a little...
All kinds of bullshit.
Yeah, man. I know. Plus, I'm lazy. what else? What am I forgetting?
That should be it. I do want to be balls out honest.
Kyle?
God damn, that was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Balls out agree with me?
That everybody listening should check us next week.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That is all. That is all. All right.
Peace and love.
My brothers.
Yeah.
Later.